This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen, as President has announced his reelection campaign, of course, we do well to hear from our good friend, the chair of the Democrats, Jamie Harrison. Jamie, how are you, man?
I'm great, Rev. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure to have you. So this is big news. No surprise that he said he would make the announcement. He does have some approval rating issues, though. Should that be a major concern?
Well, listen, the one thing that we have learned about Joe Biden over the years is you never bet against Joe Biden because he always steps up and he always delivers. Remember, you know, poll numbers weren't through the roof, but this is the first president of our lifetime to actually get 80 million people to come out and vote for him. This is the president of our lifetime who had the best midterm election since FDR. Mm. So, you know, people can keep saying, well, I don't know this and that, but you never vote bet against Joe Biden because he always delivers and he will deliver once again.
What are some of, do you think, the main issues that are going to be prevalent going into 2024?
Well, you know, the president really laid it out in his video that he and the vice president released today. They have spent the first term fighting for our freedom, fighting to make sure that we have more rights and not less, fighting to secure democracy for all of America's people. And that is the basis on which he's running for reelection. They've been able, Mark, when you step back and think about it, what this president and vice president have been able to accomplish in just the first 2 years, probably have accomplished more than any other president of my lifetime, particularly given the fact that they had a 50-50 United States Senate and less than a 5-seat majority in the House of Representatives. You think about what they've been able to do. 12 million new jobs created, almost near lowest unemployment rate in the last 50 years. The largest ever investment in climate and clean energy in the history of our country. The biggest infrastructure investment since Dwight Eisenhower. First gun reform legislation in the last 30 years. Investing in the CHIPS Act, investing in our veterans, stepping out on student loans. And I can go on and on and on. The first Black woman on the United States Supreme Court. More Black women on the Court of Appeals than all presidents previously combined. And that's just a little taste of what we have seen for this president. And that's just in the first few years. And so he says the job is not finished. We have to finish the job. And that's why we need to make sure that we give Joe Biden and Kamala Harris 4 more years.
And I think it's we can't ignore the fact, aren't the American people, Jamie, is there any way they can ignore, can anyone ignore the ongoing investigations and perhaps even more indictments of Donald Trump?
Well, not only Donald Trump, but just the extremism that we see from the Republican Party. I don't recognize the Republican Party anymore. You know, I grew up, and I think we both grew up in a time in which, yes, we are different parties. We may have different paths and destinations, but ultimately we end up in the same place, right? We want a better America for all of America's people. But I can't say that about the Republican Party anymore. They are MAGA extremists. These are people who are really fighting to take us back. You know, that make America great again, that meaning that America was greater in a past rather than it could be in its future. So, you know, this is a party that is focused on gutting Social Security and Medicare, taking away health care decisions from women, choosing the NRA over our kids, banning books, trying to suppress people in terms of the voting booth. And so that is a contrast that we have going into this election, and people have to understand it is a choice. Do you want to go back or do you want to move forward? You have a president who believes that our better days are ahead of us and not behind us. And you got another party who wants to pull us back to a time that wasn't good for all of us.
As you know, I've been down in Nashville with the Tennessee Three. It seems to me this ongoing gun violence is going to become an issue. And frankly, I predict when we talk about that demographic, and you and I have talked about this before, I mean, and it's not to diminish anybody else's demographic, but the demographics that are deciding elections these days are the Black electorate, suburban, college-educated, white women.
Yes.
I mean, it just seems to me, Jamie, with Roe, that demographic is gone. In terms of Republicans being able to touch that demographic and get those women to vote again the way they mistakenly voted for Trump in 2016. But I think the gun violence is real, too. So when you talk about issues like Roe and gun violence, there's really no choice, is there?
No, there is no choice. When you think, you know, on every major issue, the Republicans are just on the wrong side. You think about climate change and the impact has and how important it is for young people. Republicans are on the wrong side of that. You think about the gun violence that we are seeing across the country, and it's not just urban areas, it's in rural communities as well. When you know, Mark, when we grew up, you know, we had tornado drills and fire drills, and now that our kids have to have drills because dangerous people on the campus, I mean, just think about that. You have to have accommodations in your church or in your synagogue or wherever you go to pray to, or in the malls that you go to. Enough is enough. But you don't see Republicans trying to do anything. Well, instead of in Tennessee, particularly, instead of working in order to address the gun violence, they expelled three members of the legislature because they were trying to shine a light on the gun violence. And it is just sad, but this is what our president and our vice president are really focused on. They're focused on our freedoms. They're focused on securing our rights. They're focusing on making sure that we safeguard democracy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In addition to continuing to deliver on the kitchen table issues that so many people need to be addressed.
And to the president's credit, he met with the Tennessee Three this week, Monday, at the White House. What about the economy? Right now, big bounce back. Economic numbers look good in terms of jobs. Big bounce back since the I guess what we would call the pandemic recession or the COVID recession, almost back at the February 2020 levels across the board. But do you think the Fed will kind of hold its horses and not do anything in terms of rate hikes to make the economy start teetering again? Do you think the economy will hold? Because at the end of the day, we know you mentioned Kitchen Table, Jamie. A lot of people are going to vote on economic issues. If things stay the way they are, you can't criticize Joe Biden at all. But if inflation doesn't continue to go down, or if the Fed makes a move, what do you think? Is the economy going to hold?
Well, I believe if we stick with the plan that President Biden has put out there, that the economy will continue to flourish and to get better time and time again. But if you take a contrast, Mark, and you take a look at what the plan that Kevin McCarthy just came out, right? First of all, you know, he and the Republicans are trying to hold the American economy hostage because they're trying to play political games. But even if you said you supported the plan that they just finally, it's April now, and they finally came out with a draft that he still doesn't have the votes for. Moody's just put out a report, an assessment on the plan that he had. It says that it will drop the economy by 0.6 percentage points in terms of potential growth for 2024, and that it would eliminate almost 800,000 jobs. And that is the plan from the Republican Party, because you know they really just want to focus on giving tax breaks to the wealthy. Joe Biden is focused on growing this economy from the middle out and the bottom up, right? It's focused on making sure that it's a vibrant economy for the hardworking people in this nation, not the richest people in this nation. And so, my hope is that the Fed understands that. They see the president's plan, and they will act accordingly to make sure that we don't rock the boat, that we allow this economy to continue to grow under the leadership of President Joe Biden.
So who's going to be his opponent? That's the other thing. Like you said, you don't recognize the Republicans anymore. Nobody, even when we thought people might want to moderate away from Trump, even they're defending him. They all came out to defend him, including DeSantis, after the Alvin Bragg indictments. So, you know, we don't want to count our chickens before they hatch. You know, and listen, we know how our party is. If we are too confident, we may not turn out like we should. Or if we're not confident enough, people get discouraged. So I want people to understand we still got to get out and vote. But who in the world is going to run against Joe Biden? Who's going to be the nominee? Trump is, that's a disaster. Again, he hasn't won an election since he left office. Yeah. DeSantis, you brought it up. From the book burning to the man's attacking Disney World. and of course, you all have to think about that. I mean, this is our political strategy time. Is there an opponent that Joe Biden would rather run against between the two?
Well, I can tell you this, Mark, we will be prepared for whatever extremist comes out of the Republican Party process. I mean, I'm going to grab my bag of popcorn for the debates when they start, the Republican debates start in August, because it is just going to be crazy. They're all extreme. Again, all of them want to cut Social Security and Medicare. All of them want to take away women's rights to control their own healthcare decision. All of them believe in the book banning and the cultural war that they're trying to engage right now in America. All of them side with the NRA over America's kids. And so there, you put them all in a bag, who knows what will fall out, right? Because they're all rotten apples. And in the end of the day, you got a president and a vice president who are fighting for the American people and are fighting to deliver for the American people, to secure the freedoms, to secure our democracy, and to make sure voting rights is available for all of America's people. And that's what we're going to focus on. We'll see who comes out, but we'll be well prepared. I can guarantee you that. The DNC and the president and the vice president will be well prepared for whomever comes out of the Republican Party.
And again, just as you're talking through that, even if you're doing that in the primary, how do you run a general election on any of those issues you just about the demographics?
And win. You can't.
I don't get it. Lastly, we know the primary calendar has changed. Good news, your home state, Representative Clyburn's home state, South Carolina, will start things off. We talked about that before, but since that time, do we have more knowledge about the significance of the calendar change and how that might even impact the general election?
Let me, Mark, I'm going to give you the statistic that will happen. Okay. There's one more race for state party chair that is coming up in South Carolina this weekend. And if Crystal Spain wins, and Crystal was my executive director, she ran Cory Booker's campaign for president, worked at the DCCC last cycle, African-American woman. If she wins, out of our five early states, and the early states are South Carolina, Michigan, Georgia, New Hampshire, Nevada. We will have four out of the five early states who have Black women as state party chairs. That has never happened in the history of this process. And it would not have happened but for Joe Biden and the DNC stepping up and said, you know what, it's time to change this up, to make sure that the people who were at the back of the line are now at the front of the line. And now we are starting to see how it will impact our policies and our discussions. And so instead of talking about corn and ethanol in presidential primaries, we're going to start talking about the Black mortality rate or the infant mortality rate, right? We're going to start maternal rate. We're going to start talking about the issues that are impacting all of the communities, particularly communities that make up the coalition that are so crucial for the Democratic Party. And so, you know, this president, this vice president have been transformative, not only just in terms of the policy making and transforming our courts and what they look like and who sits on the benches and the policies and how they impact people, but also the politics have been transformative as well.
Indeed, no question about it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The chair of the Democratic Party, our good friend Jamie Harrison. Congratulations. We're going to run this race again, y'all. And make it happen.
Thank you. Go to JoeBiden.com.
That's right, JoeBiden.com. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.